Each month, we have the pleasure of being joined by the Director of Health Services at the Housatonic Valley Health District here in Connecticut. Her name is Amy Beth G, and she comes to speak with us about issues that they want to highlight each month. And all these things have to do with keeping you safe, keeping you healthy. That's what the health districts are about. They're a repository for information you can go to. And people you can talk to about the various issues. So without any further ado, hello, Amy, how are you?
I'm great, Mike. Thank you so much for having me back.
Well, thank you for coming each month. We really appreciate it. I see we're starting off September. We actually have two highlighted events for September, but the first one on the top of the list is suicide prevention. And this happens to be Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. And before I tell you to go ahead and talk about it, I have to say, in my mind, I cannot imagine what would be so bad that it would drive a person to this. I know people get there, but it must be a lot of things that cause that to crack. And of course, you have some suggestions here on what people can do if they see or to recognize symptoms and to help. So I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you, Mike. And this is a very tough topic. As you said, September is National Suicide Prevention Month. And our message this month is that suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Suicide is a serious public health issue, but small actions like checking in on someone, listening to them when they're speaking, sharing resources, or helping connect someone with support can really make a big difference. Unfortunately, what we find sometimes is suicide is a very in-the-moment decision. And if we can do those things like listening, sharing some of these resources, that split second decision can be redirected into potentially something like using a resource like calling 988 or 211. Both of these resources are suicide and mental health prevention resources, in addition to a number of other things, especially when it comes to 211. And both of these resources are available 24/7. So we encourage anyone who is struggling, if you know someone is struggling and you want to look for some help for them, reach out to 988 or 211. Those are both phone numbers, and you will receive help 24/7. HVHD is also promoting something called QPR, which stands for Question, Persuade, Refer. And what this training does is it teaches people how to recognize warning signs of suicide or suicidal thoughts and connect anyone who's experiencing a crisis with the help that they need.
And I think it's also worth mentioning that you guys have an actual training session going on later this month. Can you tell people where they can go to take that?
So we do. We have one session that is coming up in the town of Woodbury at the end of this month. And we have one in Oxford as well. What we typically do is we move them around from a number of our different towns throughout the district on a monthly basis. And I would encourage folks to follow us on Instagram and take a look at our website, because we also offer these trainings pretty regularly on a virtual basis. So that means you don't have to leave your home. Whether you live up in Sharon or if you live down in Oxford, you can join us virtually to complete this training.
Well, that's great. And if you want to join, you can go to hvhdct.gov and find that section on the website so you can get that address. Next up, we're looking at Emergency Preparedness Month. I know we talk each month about that, but there's always something else to be said.
Exactly. So there's always another update when it comes to emergency preparedness. And what I just want to remind folks this month is, as we move into fall, some of the changing weather patterns that are going on can bring things like heavy rain, although we certainly experienced that this summer as well, strong winds, flooding, and severe storms. So as we know, these events can cause things like power outages, dangerous travel conditions, or other types of daily life disruptions. So just another reminder, and I know we do this on a monthly basis, but again, I just want to encourage folks, one of the simplest things that we can do is make sure that we're signed up to receive all of the reliable local weather and emergency alerts. So whether you are serviced by Eversource, by UI, by Aquarian, by Connecticut Water, sign up for their alerts on their websites. We have a little blurb in our newsletter that you can click So you can sign up for all of these resources. And again, it's important that you're connected so you can stay in the know if there is, unfortunately, an imminent weather event that's upcoming or something that's occurring currently affecting your area. You will be on that list to be notified by your utility service.
We also have a section here on FDA food recalls, and I think it bears talking a bit about that because there are a lot of recalls that go on over the course of time, and I'm not sure if people are aware of how they could keep up with this and protect themselves from potentially hazardous foods.
And you know, Mike, it can be really overwhelming. And I think we've seen that this summer, whether it was cyclosporiasis we were hearing about in the news or some of the other recalls that we've heard of. This can really feel overwhelming at times, especially when we're seeing frequent news about outbreaks and these recalled products. And people are saying, how do we keep our families safe? So the important thing to know is that we want to stay informed without, again, unnecessarily becoming alarmed or overwhelmed by these topics. So, the number of recalls alone does not always tell us whether our food supply is becoming less safe. So, we want to make sure folks are aware of that. What we want to do is encourage residents to pay attention to recalls that may affect products in their homes and continuing to practice these four food safety basics: clean, separate, cook, and chill. So when we're getting new produce into our home, we want to make sure we're cleaning that appropriately. We're separating out any types of foods that should not be kept together. We're avoiding cross-contamination. So when we're talking about raw meat, poultry, seafood, and eggs, we're keeping that away from any ready-to-eat foods in our shopping cart, in our fridge, or in our prep area. And this is a big one too. We're using separate cutting boards. So we're designating one board for things like raw meats and another for fresh produce and bread, and we're not mixing the two. The next is to cook. So we're doing things, and this is what we do when we complete our restaurant inspections, right? So we want to hold ourselves to these same food safety measures when we're at home. We're checking temperatures. We're using a clean food thermometer to ensure meats reach a safe internal temperature. So this is something like 145 degrees Fahrenheit for whole cuts of beef or pork, 160 degrees Fahrenheit for ground meats, and 165 degrees Fahrenheit for poultry. And again, we're heating thoroughly. So when we're reheating leftovers or casseroles or anything that needs to be reheated in the oven or on the stovetop, we're steaming that to 165 degrees Fahrenheit, and we're not consuming that before we do so. And then the last is chill. So we want to make sure that we're refrigerating things promptly. We're putting perishable foods, cooked meals, and leftovers in the fridge or freezer within 2 hours. So we're not leaving things out on the counter, which I know it can be very tempting to do, but we want to make sure we're not doing that. Or within 1 hour if the surrounding air is above 90 degrees Fahrenheit. So especially on those really hot summer days, hopefully we're getting out of those. But if it's a warm day, we're putting it in the refrigerator or the freezer promptly. And we're also thawing safely. So we're defrosting items inside of the refrigerator in cold water, or we're using the microwave, never defrosting things, or thawing things rather, on a room temperature kitchen counter.
I know as far as so many people are doing organic foods these days, and you want to keep in mind when you're buying foods that are free of preservatives that they will spoil a lot quicker than the ones you're avoiding.
That's a good thing to do, right? We're buying organic, we're buying things with less preservatives in it. Those are all productive measures that we're taking, but you're spot on, Mike. Those things do spoil more quickly. So we have to sometimes be a little bit more attuned to that.
One last question. Is there any particular place you recommend checking on a regular basis to find out about recalls?
Absolutely. So there are a number of different resources online. We recommend the Food Safety and Inspection Service website, or the official home page of the US FDA. That is foodsafety.gov is a really good resource, as is FDA.gov.
Now, next up, under the environmental health spotlight, by the way, we take a look at the newsletter that they publish each month and kind of work from there for our discussion. So if you want to know more about these things, you can go to the website, of the district, and you can see the links and all the things we're speaking about. So you don't have to remember everything we said on the air here. One thing I had never really given any thought to was safer school supplies. It's an interesting topic. Can you give us some more on that?
For sure. And as we're becoming aware of more environmental health contaminants and some things in the environmental health space that we have to be a little bit more mindful of, especially when it comes to our children, we want to remind families this time of year as we're headed back to school to think about the safety of art and school supplies that we're sending our kids to school with. So some products can contain potentially harmful ingredients. So parents and schools should take a look for certified non-toxic products when they're looking to purchase those school supplies to send their kids back to school with in the fall. So we want to do things like read labels and follow recommended safety precautions. Also, another good thing to keep in mind, good ventilation, adult supervision, proper cleanup, and hand washing after using certain art materials, especially things like paints or things that might have like an odor to them or a chemical component, are all simple ways to reduce potential exposures. And another thing I just want to remind folks of is, unfortunately, from time to time, we see lead recalls as well. When sometimes we're purchasing products wholesale from online resources, they potentially may be contaminated with lead, especially if they're purchased from other countries that don't have the rigorous standard of testing that we do here. So that's something to be mindful of as well. Just we want to read the labels. We want to really be aware of what is in our school supplies that we're using with our children. And if there are any recalls, our website, our Instagram page is another good resource to stay on top of those lead recalls that may occur.
Well, I think we've covered just about everything. Anything else you'd like to throw in here?
We have our fall flu clinics coming up, and I know we spoke a little bit about this last month, but every flu season, every respiratory virus season around this time of year, HVHD begins our fall flu vaccination clinics. So we encourage residents throughout our district and throughout the state and throughout the country to get their annual flu vaccine to help protect themselves, their family, and their community. What we want to say is that we are here for a resource if you're not able to get into your doctor's office, if there's not another available resource for you to get that flu shot. Our public clinics are free. Whether people are uninsured or underinsured, we will give you a flu shot. We're partnering with a local pharmacy to provide a number of other adult vaccinations as well. No appointment is required, although we do encourage people to let us know if they're planning to attend, which you can do on our website. But again, absolutely free, no appointment required. We would love to see you this fall to get your flu shot with HVHD.
And there we have it. We've been speaking with Amy Bethge, who is the Director of Health for the Housatonic Valley Health District of Connecticut. That services New Milford, Oxford, Sharon, Southbury, Washington, and Woodbury. There are also health districts across the state. You can visit the state website to find out the one for your area. Each month, we talk with Amy about what's in her current newsletter. If you want to see that, you can go to hvhdct.gov. And we thank you so much for coming in and talking about these things each month, Amy.
Thank you, Mike. It's always great.